Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Grammy Awards season is here, and as always, a slew of artists with ties to Berklee College of Music are among the nominees. But for the first time, the school submitted an in-house group's album, and it made the cut. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on the Berklee Indian Ensemble and its nominated debut.
Listening to the Berklee Indian Ensemble's music is like taking a trip across India through your ears with dozens of artists from around the world.
Probably something like 130 people have been involved in the creation of this album called Shuruat, which is Hindi for beginning.
Founder Annette Phillips says the ensemble's journey began more than a decade ago. When she arrived from India to study at Berklee in 2006, she noticed her homeland's music was underrepresented.
There were these little pockets where Indian music was being explored, but more from a theoretical side or just rhythms.
After graduating, Philip became the school's first Indian musician on faculty. She recalls being given a blank canvas to create something new.
It was a no-brainer for me. I said, well, we need to have a performing collective that, you know, is really exploring Indian music and folk music and Sufi traditions and Indo-jazz music and Bollywood and contemporary and maybe originals in the future. You know, why not?
Since 2010, about 500 students from 52 countries have studied, rearranged, and performed an array of Indian music. Philip also invited luminaries to work with the Berklee Ensemble, including famed film composer A.R. Rahman.
One of the songs we chose was a classic hit of Mr. Rahman's called Jia Jale. It's from the movie Dil Se.
Things really took off for the ensemble after Berklee posted a video of their recording session on YouTube.
It just suddenly, overnight, went viral. And I think within a week, it had hit its first million.
Philip says 46% of Berklee's YouTube subscribers live in India. This level of interest fueled momentum for touring and an album. Since 2016, an evolving army of students and alumni have recorded collaborations with other Indian stars, including Grammy-winning tabla master Zakir Hussain. He played on the ensemble's version of Lady L by his pioneering 1970s Indo-jazz fusion group Shakti.
When he came in, our ensemble members from Israel, Iran, Brazil, India, Poland, Australia, and Norway, they came up with this fantastic new arrangement.
For the Tamil film song Sundari Penne, Philip says the ensemble took a grunge-inspired approach.
It has a fusion of progressive rock, konakol, which is South Indian rhythmic solfege, jazz reharmonizations, and of course, semi-classical Indian music.
It also features Bollywood celebrity vocalist Shreya Ghoshal.
We love all these ways to kind of stretch the genres and stretch our own musical ideas with these songs.
After After years of sleepless nights, Philip is thrilled the Berklee Indian Ensemble's first album is finally out in the world. She's especially proud that during production, the group designed an equitable revenue system.
We signed 98 contracts. And I think it's just important that this becomes the norm in the industry.
Philip hopes this inclusive collaboration with artists from 39 countries proves people of the world can work together and that we're all more similar than we might realize.
Maybe we don't need to define ourselves so much. You know, maybe our identity could be one of a wanderer, one of an explorer, one of someone who's just waiting to experience all that life has to give. And I mean, for me, we're just meant to be expansive beings. We are expansive beings.
The Berklee Indian Ensemble members will find out if their debut album wins the Grammy for Best Global Music Album on February 5th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
சுந்தரி பெண்ணி சுந்தரி பெண்ணி நில்லு நில்லு நெஞ்சில உள்ள சங்கதி என்ன சொல்லு சொல்லு.